Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Dalton Manch.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Hello.
Mandy Kennedy.
Hi.
And Stephanie White.
There's a good reason Dalton and Mandy are not on the same side of the table.
Hey, we worked it out last
time. They keep throwing stuff
at
each other.
They're like kids in the backseat of a car.
They really are, except I can't turn the car around. I can only
just
CJ
unplug one of their
on
mics.
The podcast.
Hey, I mind you.
Whoa.
That's rude. Two, we got along fine at the end of it. We high-fived even over something. Okay?
Things got too real there for a second.
And that's...
I'll just leave with this orange mic then.
Mandy's got the orange mic.
And work.
You think she's going to bring it to her place of work with her?
Yeah.
I mean, she might. Have you met Mandy?
Touche.
When I answer the phone, it's like, wings, etc.
Well, now we know where she works.
You don't know which one.
Touche. All right, so what are we talking about this week, Jesse?
This week, talking about all sorts of stuff, Dalton. We're going to start with the TMNT gameplay, because they released a whole lot of that. I purposely didn't watch it because I want to ask Asa questions, and it's going to be fun. Because Asa watched it, and he...
Well, there were two trailers that came out. Well, there was a trailer, and then...
Because I saw the minute and a half trailer.
Yeah.
It was like a minute and a half or 2 minute trailer, and then there was like a 10 minute... gameplay video.
So there's... they did a trailer which showed a lot of the boss battles, mm-hmm. which made me so excited. Because it's Bebop, it's Rocksteady, King Shark.
Did they show Krang in that one?
No, but you get kind of a glimpse. Like at the very end, he's like, it looks like he's probably going to be like the big, big bad.
Yeah.
So like a good trailer, it didn't give everything away. Super Shredder. So, and it looked really awesome. I'm a fan of the art style. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. And then IGN and Game Informer both had these like 10 to 12 minute extended gameplay, like, tests, previews, whatever you want to call them, and it looks interesting.
Yeah, it's one of those things, because it showed off a lot of the combat system, if I'm understanding correctly. And Platinum Games are the ones that are developing it, and they are notorious for great combat systems.
Mm-hmm.
I know a few of the complaints that you had voiced before.
On this subject.
Yeah. Well, the one in particular that I remember that I also thought was kind of weird. Tell me about the quick switching between characters.
So in like Ultimate Alliance or X-Men Legends or even like Arkham Knight, I think I got corrected that
yeah,
it's
yeah,
the
yeah,
one
Arkham Knight.
So like when you have multiple playable characters and you can switch between them, or like Grand Theft Auto, it normally will just take you from this character and move you to wherever the character you're switching to is on the battlefield. And then you just kind of take over for them. It looks like in this one, whenever you switch from like Leonardo to Donatello, instead of it moving you to wherever Donatello is on the map, it then just like instantly switches your character's place. So you stay in the same place. It's just you switch between characters. And it doesn't, like, it's just like a magic, like, flash, and now, okay, now I'm Donatello.
Gotcha.
And that's
kind of like that, but I don't like that.
I'm kind of okay with it if there's, like, a poof of smoke or a flash or something like that.
I don't think there is. Like, I don't remember, because I remember in the trailer, it's like, okay, there's, you know, katanas, nunchucks, just, like, out of nowhere. Like, wait, what?
I feel like it'd be okay, though, because if I wanted to switch the character, then I don't have to, like, find where they were. They're just bam,
like which you can just swap, but just I think especially with like Arkham Knight, because the way they did those character switching, like you could finish combos.
Have you ever played Arkham Knight?
Nah.
If there's a spot where you have Batman and Nightwing and you're playing as Batman but you want to switch to Nightwing, you can do a combo and then wait to hit triangle, I think it was. And then you get this really cool cinematic double move to where you're where Batman was as Nightwing now, but you got to see a progression of how he got to that spot. So, like, it'd be, like, punch, punch, then he'd throw in a Nightwing with, like, a scream of stick him into the ground, and then Nightwing would be where you were.
Mm.
Yeah, which would be really cool for a Turtles game.
Right.
Which I'm okay with it being, if it's an instant switch, it's weird, and it'll get used to. Because, I mean, I've said on these shows that, like, some of my favorite games of all time are the X-Men Legend games.
Yeah.
Which they did the four-person battling really, really well. Because you didn't really have a lot of where it's weird switching. Like, you just go to where Colossus is on the map.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I played through Marvel Ultimate Alliance 1 and 2, and that was the same style gameplay.
And I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm so used to that, like seeing this is kind of jarring. I'm sure I'll get used to it. Like, it's definitely not a deal breaker or anything. It's just like, oh, it could have been so cool to just like juggle someone between like
the four
turtles. Yeah.
I feel like what they will likely do with it, because I've seen games like what Dalton was talking about before, where basically they jump up and kind of finish the combos. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping, obviously I haven't seen it, I'm hoping maybe there is something to that effect where it's like, you know, you go through like a string of stuff and you set them up with the sword and then you just switch. I mean, it may not actually show one a turtle jumping in.
Right.
But it'll be one of those things where like you start a combo as Leonardo and then you finish that combo as like Donatello.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, they do. Like they mentioned it. It's not like a, you know, you have to freeze the gameplay for a second. It seems like a really natural, just like I said, it was suddenly like, okay, it's one set of weapons and now, oh, it's a different turtle because all of a sudden they're using nunchucks now. So right. It doesn't like interrupt combos or anything. It's just so weird, like, and it kind of goes with some of the other things that I'm complaining, in air quotes, about, just makes the tone seem kind of weird. Not tone. I don't feel
gameplay.
Good. The flow of it.
Yeah.
Like, another thing is, you see, the mission that they show you is, you're running around the streets of New York City.
Hmm.
New York is empty. Like, there's a couple parked cars, maybe, and then it's just bad guys and the turtles.
I'm sure there'll be a plot device to get him out. Like, I mean, there was an Arkham Knight.
I feel like there would have to be, but it's just like, it almost feels like you're in like a simulation of New York. It's just like there's no life to it.
It's kind of, I wonder if maybe that's a thing with Krang. Like you're, I don't know, in a virtual reality thing or something.
Right.
Like
and they
that,
might
like
explain it away, or they might not.
We'll see.
Yeah.
As long as I have, like, as long as I have awesome combat with turtles, mm-hmm. then I'm pretty much going to be happy.
And the combat looked really interesting because it looked like you could, like, pull a trigger and then bring up a set of, like, if you hold L2, if you're on PS4, like, X, square, triangle, and circle will be different abilities that look like they're on different recharge rates.
Okay.
So each turtle will have, a unique attack. That,
something like a Dragon Age-style combat right there.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, that was, X-Men Legends had that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay. It kind of looks like it's doing something like that. And then the same thing. And then the thing with New York, too, is like the turtles move really like they can just climb up walls. Like there's segments of it where you're running on the street and then all of a sudden you're just like full Spider-Man climbing up a wall.
That's a new power for the turtles.
Right. Yeah. And then you can jump off of roof and then jump off of a roof and like a parachute will just appear out of nowhere.
What?
And then when you land, it just vanishes.
What?
So it's going, like, super cartoony.
So it's going, like, super cartoony. Which, again, like, it's fine. It's just kind of weird to see. But the biggest problem I have with, like, the layout of New York is it does a trope in any game that I am not a fan of is putting unnecessary things in the environment that the only purpose is for your character to be able to interact with. So, they have this, like, for whatever reason, they didn't just give them skateboards, but they can, like, grind on, like, power lines and, like, handrails and stuff.
Hmm.
But there are handrails everywhere. Like, there's not going to be a handrail just randomly in the middle of a roof, kind of slanted. It's only there for
so
to be
they,
able to...
So they're
to
going
be
like to... Tony Hawk on us, where there's just, like, rails to grind all over the place. Yes.
Which, and Tony Hawk was the one, like, I love those original games, but even I was like, all of the signs that say, like, no skating... Then why? Why is everything a half pipe? It makes no sense.
Why did the architect make everything a half?
Like
pipe?
Even, as a ten year old, I was like, this would be the bit, like a skater's heaven. Like you can't tell people not to skate here. It's designed specifically for that.
It was so put up ironically.
It had to have been. But it's just like the environment just looks so. And again, we only see this one level, so maybe the rest of the game is it's not representative of that. Mm-hmm. It's just it's so many things that I was just like, oh, why. So I'm still really excited for it. Like, I'm definitely still going to buy it and probably
too.
Try to make everyone buy it so we can go through all four.
Because I'm guessing it doesn't have any couch co-op, or have they said?
I don't know if they've said, but online is for sure. I would be kind of heartbroken if there was no couch co-op because that'd be ridiculous. But
I feel
the
like
way
any
games,
game that doesn't give you that is lame.
But a lot of games are doing that now.
So can I call Michelangelo whenever we do the four-person playthrough?
Well, yeah, I mean...
We
care.
Actually
I don't
already
care.
Decided
I say, like, I
that's
care.
What you were going to be.
I don't care who plays who, just I'm Donatello. Of the purple mic.
And then,
oh, so are we just going to do what we did for the turtle show where we said who was who?
Pretty much.
Okay, I'm fine with that then.
Except I get Donatello.
That's who we said you were.
No, I was right. I got Raph.
Because you got Donatello.
Because
yeah,
of the
yeah.
rage.
No, we were talking about our favorite turtles, though, because that worked.
I'll
yeah,
take it.
It was a Turtle Thursday show for those.
If you listen to the other shows,
I do on occasion. Fuck you, goddamn.
We didn't give her the no cussing memo, did we?
Yeah, it's fine. It's I don't think we're ever going to post this on Gaming Grounds anyway.
You deserved it, because you're an a-hole.
God. Now censoring.
I'm going to leave.
Oh, no, it's okay. I thought it was really funny.
Go over it. Jesus.
It was funny. All right. Mandy, please don't kill Dalton.
It's fine. It's fine.
At least not on the show. Fine. Wait till after the show.
It's fine. Let's move on.
Is it probably fine?
But no, we're done.
And then the last part of that video is you actually see the boss fight with Bebop, which looks really cool. Like, the bosses, if Bebop definitely looks like a damage sponge. Like, it's just people, like, you're just railing on them. But then they have a really odd revival system. Mm-hmm. So, like, if a turtle loses its health, that was another thing. They say a little one-liner, and then they, like, retreat into their shell, and then someone can go and revive them. If they don't revive them in time, they then just kind of, a portal opens up underneath them, and they sink down and they go into a sewer. Like, they go back to their home base, and they sit on, like, a couch, and there's a huge, like, table full of pizza.
I saw this
And there's
part,
a little
yeah.
mini game where you have to, like, tap X to eat pizza to gain your health back, and then when your health's full, you go back up and rejoin the fight as long as, like, there's at least one turtle left standing.
That's kind of awesome.
But if you do it too fast, you eat the pizza too fast, and it burns the roof of your mouth, and it slows you down. So it looks really weird. Like, I mean, it looks fun, and it's a way to keep people engaged, like, if they happen to die.
Right.
But the thing that I will say is, oh, the one-liners. No.
Bad or?
Not
excessive?
Bad. But the same ones. Like, Sonic Boom bad.
Yeah. Oh, that's not good.
No. Like, even just, like, because, so the IGN one, they did game commentary, so I turned that off immediately. And then but Game Informer posted one that was just strictly gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh boy, yeah. Just.
Fair enough.
Kind of rough. Especially in a Turtles game where, like, their personalities are so vital. And like I said, you know, this may not be representative of the whole game, but.
Hopefully they just didn't have all the sound clips in
right,
there.
Right, that one level was not diverse. Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, here's to hoping that's going to be good, because, like Asa and Dalton, I'll also probably be purchasing the game, because it is Turtles, it is arcade, and it is Platinum Games. So, I mean, just a recipe for success. Hopefully it's great. hopefully. Next bit of interesting news. Xbox has, in the last week, officially said that they were cool with opening their platform to other networks, which has previously been, since the dawn of Xbox Live, something that they've been very opposed to. They opened it up specifically to try out cross-platform play with Rocket League, which I think it's either coming soon or it already happened. With Rocket League, you can officially play, if you have PS4, Steam, or Xbox One, you can all play together.
That's awesome.
It's really cool. And Xbox was like, yeah, we'll do this, you know, with any game. You know, it's completely open now. And they kind of left it open for Sony then to say, like, all right, yeah, cool. Let's bridge the networks and let everybody play together. And Sony's response was less than excited. and it wasn't really a no, but it also wasn't a yes. They were just like, well, I mean, we've had open network for a while. I mean, we did Rocket League before you guys.
Yeah.
And even going back to, like, DC. Portal and, yeah, Final Fantasy XI going all the way back.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, they just kept citing where they've done it before, but they didn't say they were going to do it in the future.
It was very much the, like, go ask your mom. Oh, maybe.
go maybe, ask your dad.
Maybe isn't no. Maybe's no, but you have to wait for it.
Right. You have to wait for it to, you know, become a thing, and then they
have
to say no. I'm hoping that they go with it, because it would be kind of cool to be able to play online with anybody, you know, regardless of what system you have. What?
There has to be a way to filter it, because I do not want to play Call of Duty with people on PC.
Yes, actually,
that's true. Yeah.
I mentioned that as well. Mm-hmm. I definitely don't want that to happen, and I'm hoping that is a thing. Because, yeah, first-person shooters would no longer be fun online if you were forced to play with a PC crowd. They will just decimate everybody all the time.
Right.
Not a fun time. So,
nothing would change for me.
I'm thinking, though, the idea is that Xbox One players and PS4 players can play together.
Mm-hmm.
And then on certain games, Steam will be open as well. But I'm thinking that's the idea that Xbox was going
for.
What
about the Wii U?
Wii U has to get an online feature first.
a good one. I mean, they have internet.
My
sort of.
My inner conspiracy theory is just like it's a way, because Microsoft has made a really poignant thing to get their like Microsoft Store, like to get people playing games through that instead of Steam.
Mm-hmm.
So it almost feels like it's a way of them trying to get that going, like, or give it more steam, for lack of a better word. And then at the same time, I'm like, I wonder if this is just a blatant like publicity grab, like, oh yeah, we totally want everyone to play together always. How about you, Sony? Because if you say no, you look like jerks.
That's what it sounds like to me. It's more like they're trying to throw Sony under the bus.
Because Sony's just destroying them in the consoles.
Yeah. Well, duh. I mean, it's definitely true. Well, I mean, it's happened since Sony did the same thing to Microsoft during the next-gen announcements. Because basically, Microsoft's is all about their features. And, you know, they introduced the DRM thing. And that was obviously received very negatively. So Sony's entire E3 press conference was, we're not going to shoot ourselves in the foot.
Their entire E3 press conference was a beat by beat, like, okay, here's where they fucked up.
Like, and here's where we're not going to fuck
it's
up.
It's like, oh, theirs is $600, ours is $400. Five and four, whichever. Yeah. Ours is cheaper. Oh, they have DRM? We're not going to have DRM. Oh, you have to buy a stupid little NSA spy camera for it? Nah, you just get the cords. Like, you get an HDMI cable.
And it worked
cable.
Out for them.
Yeah, it really did. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, because basically what ended up happening, the big problem with Microsoft, it wasn't the spy camera, the DRM, because they got rid of the DRM at the very least.
The spy cam.
And the Kinect actually ended up being pretty cool.
No.
But
no.
It's not... I like my Kinect.
I had somebody buy, at my store, had somebody buy a Kinect for their Xbox One. Like, bought a $100 Kinect.
Huh.
And he was just like, I just like using it as a controller. I was like, you are the dumbest kind of person.
You need to give Microsoft his address because they're going to try to clone him.
he legitimately said, he's like, I just like having it as a, sometimes I just like to say Xbox and then whatever I want it to do. Be like, wow, you are the laziest American.
I mean, I do that a lot with my Kinect, but I wouldn't pay $100 to do it.
Yeah, he just flat out bought a Kinect.
So, anyway, what ended up happening that first Christmas season, everybody kept asking me, because when I worked at GameStop at the time, so everybody kept asking the difference between the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One. And at that point, there was virtually none other than the Xbox One came with a Kinect, and it was more of a media console because you could hook up, like, you know, your cable box and all that stuff through it. But it was $100 more expensive. So whenever people ask me, like, what's the difference or which one's better, I'm like, well, they're basically the same. You get more features with the Xbox One. They're like, and the PS4 is $100 cheaper? Yes. Give me a PS4. Done. I mean, and that's what did it. $100 is $100.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like most people probably don't buy systems for extra features because their TVs are smart TVs now. So you really just need a console for the games.
You're not wrong.
I mean, like, play Blu-rays and play games. That's,
yeah, and like, you got I mean, it. I use Netflix, but I also still have Netflix.
Not problem.
Yeah, on my 360 that I could easily also have hooked up because double HDMI now codes.
Because I honestly think...
The duck owns it.
It's fine. Go.
I didn't know. I thought you were done. Finish your thought. I don't even know now. Fair enough. Well, anyway, yeah, that was one of the deals. I think that had Xbox and PlayStation been the same price at release, it would be a much more even split.
Yeah,
because you would have had, you know, the Xbox people sticking with Xbox, PlayStation sticking with PlayStation.
Instead, well, and also the thing, like, not to harp too much on like 3 years ago news, but the Microsoft employee, like the high ranking guy, who when they're like, so what if I live in an area that doesn't have a good internet connection? Well, then stick with your 360.
Yep.
Like, you colossal monster. Just, yep. No. It's like, well, that just sold me a PS4.
Because they were basically just like, well, you're not my audience. Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Understood. No, I'm not.
He has moxie. We appreciate that.
Yeah, so, but anyway. So that's going to happen. Hopefully that all goes smoothly and, you know, PlayStation. Because Xbox has already opened their platform. Developers that are making games on both systems... Mm-hmm. As long as Sony also opens their platform, as PlayStation Plus gets opened up, Xbox Live is opened up, they can make their games run for both.
How does that work?
Because I didn't know if it was the one thing that I read of it is like the developer actually had to include something, so it would be difficult for like games that are out now.
They'd have to release a pretty big patch for it.
Okay.
Because from my understanding, and granted, it's not much of an understanding of it. The developer has to put in a way where, because you play on like Call of Duty servers,
right?
Whenever you play Call of Duty online, because
it seems like they just have to make bigger servers, like or cross-platform servers is what it would seem.
The servers
like
to have to talk to each other. Yeah, is the thing that has to happen.
Like okay. Ultron and Jarvis, you just got to make sure one doesn't like do
eat
what,
the other.
Yeah,
one of those is the name of my laptop. The other one is the name of my Chromecast.
Neat.
Which
so,
one's
anyway,
which?
Hopefully that works out. Oh, okay. Especially I know people like Tanner. He bought a PlayStation 4 so that he could play Call of Duty with us, but his wife has been obsessed with the PlayStation 4 and hasn't let him play it. So he still has an Xbox One. He could get Call of Duty on the Xbox One and then play with us.
Woo!
In theory.
In theory, yeah, if it opens up.
Right.
Which, like,
don't F it up, Sony.
I'm thinking 2 or 3 years before this really becomes a thing. And then, I'm thinking next console cycles, whenever it'll really happen.
Probably.
That's likely.
And that's even if Sony
agrees.
Ultimately agrees with it.
So anyway, speaking of Sony and them doing things, the PlayStation VR is coming out in October.
My
officially.
Birthday.
I'll be teaching by then. I'll have the money for it.
And it'll be $400.
You'll be a teacher. No, you won't.
be a teacher with no children, no dogs, and not a Jesse car or Tanner car now. I'll have the money
Jesse
for
said
it.
He'd buy me one for my birthday.
That didn't happen. None of that happened.
Not yet.
Not yet. Huh. I don't know what's going to happen that'll make me buy her a PSVR.
If it's the lottery, can you buy me one too? Because our birthdays are in the same week.
I mean, if I win the lottery, then yeah, you guys are all set for life.
Jesse's going full Oprah.
You get a VR. You get a VR.
No, actually, I always had the idea, quick little thing. If I ever won the lottery, I would actually buy a subdivision.
Put a gate around
just
it.
Just put us all in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you just gonna like Sims us and just?
It's gonna. I was gonna say it's eventually gonna turn into like a Fallout thing. It's like this is actually a social experiment.
Can I request that it's by a beach?
No.
It's been 3 days.
If you have the money.
Well, that'll be much more expensive. There may be like 3 or 4 houses less. Than
all
I
right.
Can
well, then can you?
It might be
beach?
Somewhere in rural Wisconsin where this thing is, and it's been 3 days
we'll
since Dalton
it's
totally
gonna turn into a
down.
Compound.
I demand a beach.
Jesse, thanks for the pool. Why the hell do you keep taking the ladder out of it?
We're gonna die like in The Sims.
That's the joke.
Why is my entire kitchen wicker?
I peek my head out the door like, guys, you know where the fire extinguisher went?
No, we're drowning in the pool, Stephanie.
Okay.
Time for your problem.
Every time you guys jump in the pool, I just run out there with a wrench real quick. Like, but
except
you guys keep getting out because
enough.
You're not Sims.
Because they were smart enough to climb out.
I mean, if you make the pool tall enough, she will be screwed.
Are you kidding me? I know how to climb.
She probably can climb better than you.
Yeah, but she could probably drown you.
She'll just use your body to get out.
They're just watching off of you. They're just watching you for 20 minutes unscrew the ladder.
It's like, what's he doing?
I'm really perplexed. Be like, what the hell, Jesse? This is the third time this
happened. They walk up the stairs like on the other side.
That's exactly what I was going to say. So like, we then just go to the shallow end, walk up the stairs.
No, no.
He said he was getting us an in-ground pool.
Man, he's still having issues getting out.
Are you won the lottery?
How am I having issues getting out? You will, because I'll drown you. I'm
all
just
right,
kidding.
So
if this ever comes to real life,
there's a barbecue.
I didn't drown him.
There's a barbecue grill on the other side. Like, guys, food's ready, and they walk up the stairs on the other side while Jesse's screwing the ladder.
All right. The other thing with Sony and their announcements, they're going to release a new model of the PS4 that is 4K capable.
Eh.
So that's kind of neat.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Go for it.
What is 4K capable?
It means it'll be capable of displaying in 4K resolution.
Did they also make capable spelled with a K instead of a C?
If only.
They're not Mortal Kombat characters.
So basically they're going to be releasing a PlayStation system that will support 4K resolution.
I'm confused because I thought the human eye could only see 30 frames per second.
Is it the same price?
That was for Jesse.
Everything
and
about
only
that
Jesse.
Was so wrong. And it's just... Somebody out there just like had an aneurysm. Like they're like, eh. Not knowing that it was a bit.
I'd be more excited if I had a 4K capable TV.
I mean,
is it the same price?
I didn't see a price point on it or a release
date. I mean,
date.
I don't care. So,
and it's one of those things. I don't have a 4K TV either.
I don't care.
And also, like, you have to have a giant TV for 4K to really matter at the range you'd be viewing it at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just need a new hard drive and new. Like plate cover for mine. I don't need a new PlayStation 4. I just need some new parts.
Well, those you can get right now.
I'm lazy.
Anyway,
I just want Sony to be like, here's your hard drive. Here's how you do it.
And then going back to the VR thing, did they announce, is it coming with a game? Because I've seen like the Paranormal Activity VR game has been
everywhere. I've also seen that, because it looks terrifying, apparently, judging by the reactions of people playing
I've only seen the reactions of people like falling down.
Tanner said that's going to be the next Podzilla 1985 playthrough with me.
I hope not, because that's going to be like 3 years away.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, hopefully we have one before then.
Before anyone actually is able to, we'll have to get one traded in here at 709 Broadway.
For all your gaming needs. What's the name of the store?
Gaming Grounds.
You missed that
so
part.
Anyway.
I like how we all just kind of like monotonously went into it.
it just kind of happened.
We have been brainwashed.
All right. One thing that I know that I was pretty excited about, and this is, I will preface this with unofficial. This is unofficial news. It was kind of a leak, sort of a thing. Red Dead Redemption is getting a sequel. Maybe. They're supposed to be announcing it at E3 this year, as well as an HD remake of the first Red Dead Redemption for Xbox One and PS4 while we're waiting.
And because I was the one that read this. Like, we were at the Smash tournament on Thursday. Like, Jesse's about to start a match. I'm like, no, don't. You have to. There's a thing.
He can't even form sentences, right?
Because I was so excited.
That day, he was like, he couldn't figure out how to tell me to come to the computer.
We're about to start our match, and I'm like, whatever. Yeah. Distraction.
The more that I read into it, the less, like, legit it seems.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be true just so, so badly.
Yeah, because it started off with kind of a shady source, but other sources have been picking up on it. But at the same time, it's still very, very much a maybe.
Yeah.
Like, it's nowhere near any kind of official and nothing even like the legit sources that are talking about it are like, we don't know.
Yeah, they're like, this is, you know, we're reporting on the news, but we're also citing a source that is not credible.
Right.
We may have broken the story about like the Ninja Turtle game to some people, because there was a legit leak of like screenshots and stuff that came from it, but it hadn't been officially announced yet. This is not that. There's no like screenshots. There's no. It's just
there's
Red
no
Dead
data
Redemption
anywhere. There's no.
It's just like that. There could be an HD remake coming towards the end of this year, end of next year. Red Dead Redemption 2: Legends of the West,
right?
With multiple playable characters. Maybe. But that just sounds almost like too Grand Theft Auto 5-y.
Which, I mean, it was a great idea in Grand Theft Auto 5 that really sold the game. So they might stick with it.
Oh, no. I just mean, like, you know, for
Trevor's there.
Because apparently this isn't the first time that news has leaked.
Trevor could be a Time Lord.
Trevor would be the worst Time Lord, and I want that game now.
Your move, Rockstar.
But yeah, I hope it's real. I really hope it's real. That first game was so good.
It really was.
Yeah, that game was... I don't have anything bad to say about that game. That's one of the few games.
Except for all the bugs at the beginning.
But again...
I still have pictures of me and Kevin riding around on horses that weren't there. It's hilarious.
I was like, that's the type of glitch that's charming.
It's charming. It's the charming Stephanie glitch. Where
it's the dragon, the dragon corpse slowly spinning into the sunset. It's charming.
It's beautiful.
And the, I don't know, like the first game was so much fun. I loved it a whole lot. The multiplayer was amazing. Mm-hmm. The single player, the story was really good. But the multiplayer was really what sold it for me.
See, and I never played any of the multiplayer. Like, that's one of my favorite games of all time. And I've never played the multiplayer.
Oh,
either.
It was great. Basically, it was me, Kevin, and Shannon. Hopefully, Kevin's listening to this show. It was me, Kevin, and Shannon back in the day. And we were just riding around the West on horses, literally killing other people that would show up. Like, we were acting like bandits. And then occasionally we'd jump on, we just decide to kill people that are shooting people. It's a great time. And you could also go to, like, random PvP events all over the place. There are also, like, PvE events. You could upgrade your equipment, your horse, your character, change character models. It was really cool.
She's not a mass murderer. X gonna
give it to you.
Just several times.
So that master pistol in that game, can I say how that is the most overpowered piece of shit I've ever dealt with in any game?
You can.
That
You'd
thing
be wrong,
was,
but you can.
That gun was the most beautiful thing in the world, because I think I had that gun in the very last shootout where, like, you confront the guy that, like, called the hit out on your dad.
Mm.
And, it, like, because any other duel, you get, like, maybe 6 shots, and you hit all of them. It's really cool. That master pistol, you can put, like, 15. And it's just... And just death. Like, really, really bad death.
Because I really liked the bullet time in that game.
Yeah, that was beautiful bullet time.
Also, like, we even had fun sometimes. The three of us would just go to a bar and play poker. Because that was a thing you could do.
Yeah. I did actually like the. I did a lot of the poker and horseshoes.
So yeah, hopefully Red Dead Redemption is legit. Hopefully.
You have a deck of cards.
I do.
But I don't have just $500 to just randomly throw.
Exactly.
Which
you can do in the game.
You're putting like gummy bears on the table. Like, all right.
The red one represents $200. The clear one.
All right. And then in movie news, one of the things that I'm really excited about that it got announced, I think, technically a week and a half ago, but it was official in the last week, on The Killing Joke. We heard a little bit about Mark Hamill and Kevin Conroy coming back for a new animated movie, and we also heard that Killing Joke was getting a movie that could possibly be rated R. Turns out it will be an animated feature, and that's where Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill are heading.
Nice. It
is also going to have Tara Strong as Harley Quinn, almost certainly, which Bubbles from Powerpuff Girls, Mandy. Yay.
When you're bored tonight, go on IMDb. And just put in Tara Strong and then see how much you've loved her without knowing it's her. Because that's pretty
That's like every voice actor.
Yeah. A lot of
There's like seven voice actors working right now.
Yeah. And you'll love all of them.
But yeah, no, Tara Strong has been in so many things, done so many voices. And yeah, she does a great Harley Quinn, like as close to the original as possible. Like a lot of people don't know that Tara Strong didn't do the Batman animated series. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the girl's name for the life of me. That's the only thing she ever did. But
I'm on it.
Okay, cool.
Now,
you got it.
I want to say that I've known about The Killing Joke as an animated movie for quite some time.
No, it's. I mean, we knew they were going to do one. It's just the news that came a couple months ago probably was that there's a chance of it being rated R.
Right. Yeah. And, like, there's been, if you go back and listen to any of Kevin Smith's old Fat Man on Batman, whenever Mark Hamill was on it, he was saying, he's like, I don't want to voice the Joker anymore. It was right after, like, this Arkham City. And but he said, he's like, the one thing that I will do is if they make an animated Killing Joke. Like, that was the one project where he was just like, they wouldn't even have to ask me twice. Like, they would just have to be like, hey, we're doing animated Killing Joke. And he'd be like, I'll be there on tomorrow.
Hasn't he done, like, two other things as the Joker?
Well, because like Arkham City,
yeah, he did Arkham Knight.
They had to ask him twice for those.
Well, yeah, but he wasn't keen on doing it. I think he was like done. I think he wanted to be done after City. Mm. But I mean, you can throw enough money at somebody, they will do it again.
Money.
You're not wrong. But yeah, because yeah, he did. I forgot he did Arkham Knight.
Look at Indiana Jones.
So anyway, I am really excited about this. For those of you that don't know a whole lot about The Killing Joke, it's one of. It's rated one of the best Batman stories of all time.
It's definitely, like one of the must-reads.
Yeah, definitely worth a read. Just really, really solid stuff. And yeah, this animated series I'm really excited about. Mostly because I know for most people listening, and I think everybody at this table, Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill are Batman and Joker. Like those voices, that's just them.
Whenever I read a Batman comic book, it's those two voices.
Yep.
And to answer the question, Arlene Sorkin. Was the one that did Harley Quinn in the animated series.
Because I always
want
to call her Harlene. And that's why I always think it's wrong. No, it's Arlene Sorkin. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and Tara Strong is the only one that's been able to do Harley Quinn like that. Because
she did the Arkham games, didn't she?
No. Tara Strong did the Arkham games.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Arlene Sorkin did the first one.
She did the Batman animated series, Harley Quinn.
No, she did Arkham Asylum.
Arlene Sorkin did Arkham Asylum?
Yeah, I just saw it.
Oh, I thought it was Tara Strong the whole time.
All right, we'll just...
Fair enough.
Keep talking.
No, anyway.
But we've heard Tara Strong as Harley Quinn
before. Yeah.
Yes. In the Arkham games. Yeah. And I think in a couple of the other animated features, like the DC Directs, she's done Harley Quinn on a few of those.
She wasn't in Justice, was she?
No.
No, okay.
She was not in Justice, and she was not the Assault on Arkham. That was also not Tara Strong.
Okay. I haven't seen that yet, still.
Oh, it's really good. I'll lend it to you. anywho, with speaking of DC movies, apparently Lobo is getting a standalone movie.
Why?
I don't know.
Is he furry?
No.
Oh.
He's blue.
He's
got dreadlocks.
He's a big old alien bounty hunter.
Are they doing old Lobo or new Lobo? Like the kind
no
of
idea.
Hot Topic Lobo.
They basically just said that Jason Fuchs is the director of the Wonder Woman movie. Will be doing a Lobo movie. And I don't know why. Lobo is not a cool character, a popular character.
It's a terrible name.
He's an alien.
Is he a furry?
He's an alien bunny hunter.
Does he look like a wolf?
Like Hobo.
He's basically like if you took Machete, you dyed him blue. That's it. And his motorcycle flies.
And you gave him the strength of Superman.
Yeah.
Dalton looks excited.
I want Danny Trejo to be Lobo. I want that now.
Yeah, no.
I would be okay with 15 years ago Danny Trejo, maybe.
Yeah, current Danny Trejo, no.
No.
I just want
Danny
to be
Trejo, no.
Danny
You're
Trejo,
being
no.
shot down.
That's fine. I don't care.
He's used to it.
Your hair's sticking up everywhere.
There's
Dalton.
So many other, like... I mean, and
I mean,
know,
so is mine, but...
I know DC kind of has a shallow... Like, I know I'll catch crap for saying this, but, like, outside of the Bat family, DC kind of has a shallow roster. Like, the Bat family and Justice League. Like, it's a really shallow roster of, like, people who could really hold their own franchise.
Yeah.
Lobo is not on the list of people who could really hold their own franchise, in my opinion. Like, maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe they'll turn out to be awesome, but I don't...
Yeah, because, yeah, you're understand. Right. Like, most of the rogues gallery of any DC character, like, they're just not...
No.
No.
Yeah. Flash has his rogues that are okay.
I wouldn't watch a movie about any one of the rogues.
No. Have you guys ever...
Except for maybe Reverse Flash.
Yeah.
But, well, Eobard Thawne in particular.
Have you guys ever seen the DC Villains documentary thing?
No.
Oh, it's so good. It probably won't change your mind, but it's really, really good. It came out like 3 or 4 years ago.
I don't think the villains are bad. And I mean, most of Batman's villains are some of the greatest villains in comic books. It's just what Asa was saying, like none of them could really handle a franchise, like a movie specifically starring any rogue from outside
and
the
Batman. Well, I mean, I don't even mean rogue. I mean like just character in general.
No, okay.
Like I'm not, you know, the Aquaman, Flash, Wonder Woman, like the big five,
the
like Green
League.
Lantern, like the Justice League, yes. But even, like, if you at any point tell me, oh, they're making a Cyborg movie. Oh, they're going to make a Shazam movie.
I like those two characters.
I mean, they're fine.
Say the one that I want you to say. Static?
Static Shock. Like,
that animated series was really good, though.
Yeah, it was.
And he's really good in Young Justice, too. Like, but yeah, I don't see it being a franchise that they would really
I really don't understand.
Great supporting characters.
There are so many other characters that I would put above Lobo in general.
Oh yeah,
so many characters. Yeah. I would put above Lobo. Static Shock I would put above Lobo.
Oh yeah, any of the like Cyborg I would put above Lobo.
Yeah. And Shazam.
Yeah,
like a Billy Batson movie. I mean, they've done it with the DC directs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it holds its own pretty well. Like I like Shazam.
I'm trying to think of who I want to be Lobo besides
Lobo.
Danny Trejo.
No one,
it'll probably be
you don't
CG.
Want the movie.
Yeah.
Lobo.
Oh, I didn't think of that, yeah.
Because it'd be big and blue.
Lobo.
Or, I mean, they could... Stephanie just really likes saying Lobo. Or they could get Batista for it. I mean, he did... Drax is a big blue guy. He can be Lobo.
Drax is green, sir.
Oh, you're right.
He Fake nerd girl.
He is kind of green, isn't he?
He's green-blue. Blue-green. Turquoise.
That's why I was always confused before I really knew anything about the Guardians of the Galaxy. Is like I always assumed like Drax and Gamora were like of the same race or related. Maybe that's racist, but
it's a little racist. It's a little racist.
I think
but
all those green people are related, right?
I think Gamora is a little more green than Drax, and she doesn't have the red
how
marks.
I get offended about.
Well, I thought that was like scarring.
Okay.
Space Punisher.
Space Punisher.
Space Punisher.
It's better than the
Punisher. What Drax is.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
You're really not.
Big evil guy killed his family, now he's out for an unending quest of vengeance to kill everyone?
Does he not understand sarcasm?
Probably.
Huh.
I mean, are you talking about the Punisher or...
Yes.
Nothing goes over my head.
My reflexes are too fast.
I will catch it.
Oh, I want Guardians of the Galaxy 2 to come out.
Me too. All right. So the other thing we got... we got a new, longer, and more in-depth Warcraft movie trailer.
Because they pushed it back because Star Wars came out.
Oh, for other reasons, I'm sure?
No, I'm not. I'm pretty sure. You know what came out at the same time Star Wars Episode 7 came out?
What's that?
The Alvin and the Chipmunks Road Chip movie.
That's why it did so poorly, because it's a good quality film. It just came out again. Oh, that's the excuse they're going to use. Well, we went up against Star Wars.
Well, whose fault is that?
Ours? We were trying to hide it?
We're going to...
Shit. Alvin and the... What other pun can we use with chipmunks? We already used Road Trip.
Road Chip.
So the Warcraft trailer.
Warcraft trailer. So I guess none of you guys saw that trailer.
Negative.
No.
I don't play Warcraft.
Okay. And I think Ace is the only other person here that played Warcraft. And
very
that.
Briefly, but not enough to really be excited about a World of Warcraft movie.
Gotcha. And then I know Mandy has a vendetta against Warcraft.
Mountains. I actually made new characters, though, because Andrew and Josh were playing before Josh left.
No, okay.
I made, like, 7 characters and then played for, like, a day and then PlayStation 4. And I just really didn't want to die in the mountains and spend an hour trying to get back to my body.
It's fair.
I did that in EverQuest one time back in like 2003.
I was getting so mad. Like, I almost threw my laptop. I was like, I cannot play this game. I can't find my body.
I'm like, I'm doing okay.
You can't just blow up mountains to get to your body.
No,
so.
I wandered too far out in the middle of the desert and then I died. And then I'm like, well, guess I'm starting over. I can't go back there again because they're watching my corpse and I can't get my stuff off.
I just like riding on horses. Nay.
I didn't have a horse.
Oh. Yes,
so,
Dalton.
So what kind of game is Warcraft? Like, wait, act what? Like I have no idea about it.
You don't know what World of Warcraft is.
Oh, World of Warcraft. I thought we were talking about...
Dalton.
Okay.
Dalton.
Ace is done.
You see, Warcraft is done right now. The real-time strategy game that became... or led into World of Warcraft, the redonkulously popular MMORPG.
All right, I knew what it was. I thought Warcraft was its own entity.
Oh, and, no.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I've never played in either of the games.
You don't have to have played it to know. What's a Star Wars?
There's more than one.
Fake nerd girl.
I am regretting raising my hand for that one.
You should.
As you
go
should.
Go sit in the corner.
You did bad, you should feel bad. Now, so, that's a reference to a show called Futurama. It's also fairly popular within the nerd community.
Starring Billy West.
I get it, guys. We can go on.
By Matt Groening.
John DiMaggio.
We'll bring it back up later, though.
So,
those are actors, know, as is Kevin Bacon. We win. Huh. You connected it back to Kevin Bacon?
Sure.
You know that game?
I do.
Seven All right.
Games,
yeah. Yeah, because Louis Vincent is.
I don't have a lot to say this time. We're talking about a lot of stuff I don't know what to say about, so.
Yeah. That's...
I'm going to derail things.
That's fair, because unfortunately there was no Steven Universe news or Rick and Morty news in the last week.
And we've talked about Fire Emblem.
The second, second season Blu-ray's coming out at the end of the year.
Yeah, which is exciting. I mean, I'm going to buy it. But,
oh, yeah.
So, anywho, yeah, Warcraft movie. We saw a lot more of the orcs, a lot more of the combat and stuff in general. Now, Dalton, Warcraft.
so, do you
Today's
think
it's a fantasy? It's a fantasy realm with different races of creatures.
Are they all the same race?
I was actually just going to make a comment about that because now that I know it's World of Warcraft, do you think that people are going to be upset whenever like their favorite race and/or character class doesn't get like enough attention in the movie? Or do you
probably
think
it's not? Because I think it's going with like the actual like first Warcraft game like story. Like it's because Warcraft in general has like a pretty in-depth, like deep and rich storyline and lore and all that other stuff. And I think they're actually going with the actual Warcraft story. It's not World of Warcraft the movie. It's just Warcraft the movie. Which starts with like the orc invasion in the human realm. Well, not necessarily just humans, but I imagine all we'll see from the Horde side are orcs, and then from the Alliance side, if we're going with World of Warcraft terms anyway, they did show us we saw a dwarf. There will be humans. There might be night elves. But...
So, is it going to be like from the first just Warcraft game, or is it going to be like the core like World of Warcraft story?
The Warcraft game,
okay,
is what it looks like. And obviously, the three Warcraft games do go into World of Warcraft.
Right.
Like all of that happens in World of Warcraft.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's what it's looking like. It's going to go with the first game.
Huh. Eh. Doesn't
it looks
sound
neat.
That exciting to me.
The trailer.
Maybe it's because I hate it.
No, yeah. I feel the same way about the Ratchet and Clank movie. I'm just like, it's a
know.
Your
it's
video
just...
game. I
They're
just...
making a Ratchet and Clank movie?
Yes.
They announced it a long time ago, but we haven't heard anything about it since.
I can pull some information up on that. I could have sworn there was some news on that recently.
I had nothing that I heard about, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Yeah.
The only game you know all. You know everything.
Do what, Mandy?
The only game I would watch be a movie is Kingdom Hearts.
Well,
that would be
see,
such
and that's
movie.
I guess that's part of the reason. Like, I don't get why they would do just a straight adaptation because, like, you could, like, just I'm sure there are just all of the cinematics on YouTube.
Yeah,
just spliced together.
I mean, you can actually, if you really wanted to, you can go on YouTube. There's a whole bunch of people that takes cinematics and like relevant stuff that happens inside the game and brings it together as a movie.
Cartoon Brew.
Like you can look up StarCraft the movie and StarCraft 2 the movie and figure everything out. And there actually is Warcraft is a little harder to do that with because I mean the first Warcraft came out in the 90s.
Right.
So like cinematics weren't there. There weren't very many cinematics and they weren't very in depth.
Right.
But there is a guy that actually has a video series where he goes through the lore of Warcraft and starting with the first game and going all the way up. Or you can just ask Shannon because he also knows just about everything there is to know about the Warcraft lore.
I did because I whenever I first started playing it, I was like, I have no idea why I'm doing any of this. And he like tried to sit me down and give me like a full. It felt like I was in a history class, but I could not. But he was like, he was so excited about it. I just like I couldn't follow. Like, I felt bad because it's like I wanted to ask questions and like interrupt and be like, pause. But he just kept going.
No,
he was just like, opens, he was so happy to talk about it.
Opens up a closet and like pulls out a dry erase board. Like, all right, I'm prepared for this.
Right.
Yeah, and I remember also trying to, I know at least a couple of those conversations I tried to participate or I tried to pick up. And
well, and you like you would jump in and then you guys would just kind of like go back and forth with like, oh yeah, and then the elves came in from the south and it was great. And I was just like, just slowly backing away. And
then like Asa would tell me later, it's like, so I didn't really get why this was happening. And then I would be like, oh yeah, so that, I mean, again, I do want to just make sure that everybody's aware. Don't come to me for most Warcraft knowledge. I have like an eclectic. I know a few different things. Shannon is the expert on Warcraft knowledge. Come to me for Diablo and StarCraft. Shannon's your Warcraft guy. All right. Now then, what else do I want to talk about? Oh yeah, new X-Men Apocalypse trailer. So that was all sorts of sexy.
Oh,
I really wish we had watched it again before the show so I can remember exactly what new happened.
So Psylocke.
We did get a better look at Psylocke.
Cut the car in half.
We got a better look at Angel or Archangel.
Get that really good action beat with Havoc. That was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, did I say the one that you wanted me to say?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even see him. That was as good of me. Because I really love the Summers family. That's my X-Men right there.
Mm-hmm.
What, am I wrong for liking them, Asa?
Yeah, Summers.
I like
Scott
Cyclops.
Summers is,
no.
Cyclops is the worst.
Especially in the comic books.
I was going to say, there's an entire comic book dedicated to all of the X-Men coming forward from the past to keep Cyclops from being such a dick.
Okay, well, I'm just going to backtrack that I like Cyclops in X-Men Evolution. In the movies he's lame.
Shannon was so excited that Mandy also was defending Cyclops.
I just like the character. I'm
well,
sorry.
In like X and X2 and X3, he's a piece of trash.
Well, yeah, no.
Like X and Evolution take me to high school and he's really cool.
90s X-Men was always
yeah,
my X-Men.
Yeah,
in
the 90s one he's good.
Where he was overshadowed by Wolverine, Gambit, Nightcrawler.
Wolverine's so annoying. I'm so sick of him. I mean, he's all right.
Don't worry, he's dead. Except for old man Logan.
You crazy kids.
And old man Logan
lawn.
Is just...
You saying that really made me want to see... what's the name of the movie where Clint Eastwood doesn't know he's being filmed, but he's the old man?
Crazy kid.
Are you talking about Gran Torino?
Gran Torino. Yeah. I want Gran Torino, but... instead, Clint Eastwood is old man Logan.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
See, now I've always associated Old Man Logan with badass, and now you've ruined that character forever now.
That's what I do, is no, ruin
yeah,
characters.
Old Man Logan really does. Every time you see him, he just has this look in his face of like, I've seen some shit.
Because he has.
He really has. And he's done some shit.
Because he really did.
You kids these days don't know anything.
You don't know nothing about murdering all of your friends.
Yep. Well, not all of them. Mysterio. There's some for the book.
The biggest pussy of all of Spider-Man's villains tricks him and kills him.
Fishbowl head.
But yeah. The best boss fight in any video game.
Yeah.
Whenever like you get up, you go into the room and Mysterio and all of a sudden just like the bar fills to green and then to blue and then to yellow and then to red. It's like, holy crap, Mysterio's going to have like 6 health bars. You punch him once, they all immediately drain and he just lays on the ground with the fishbowl like rolled away. Best thing. Lost my mind.
That's good stuff. I feel like the developers there had a sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
That's all right, so we also got a whole lot more Quicksilver.
Yes.
Yeah, which is good. Because,
I mean, he really did, in Days of Future Past, stole the show.
Oh, yeah.
He was for so sure. good.
Although it's going to be way more serious. Like, that Well, I mean, I'd be cool with it if they did more of those bits, but...
I mean, he can be joking. Like,
you could very well see that there is a scene of him, like, doing kind of, for lack of a better term, the Speed Force, like, we follow him going through the area. Like, you can see that in just about every trailer that's been released. And they've already said that their goal was to one-up that scene.
Oh,
My problem with it is Quicksilver was the best part of that movie, but I think it might be because he was of how sparingly he was used.
Yeah, like,
and don't get me wrong, like, I love Evan Peters. I think he's a great actor. I think he'll be great. He's a great Quicksilver, and I think he'll be great. It's just if they try to make him a main focus of the movie, and then also expect him to kind of have like that show stealing performance, it might be setting him up for something he may not be able to.
Yeah,
man, he may not be able to live up to our expectations of what it's going to be.
It's right. Still 2 months away.
Yep.
Damn it. Why couldn't Apocalypse be coming out this week instead of Batman v Superman? Because I could wait 2 months on that.
And yeah, Civil War comes out soon?
Yep, that's May.
Apocalypse.
Yep.
So far.
Because I'm not excited at all about Batman v Superman. I'm going to watch it like probably the week after release or something like that, maybe 2 weeks. Yeah. But yeah, it's not something that
I'll have a 5-word review for it next week on Nerd Up, where I'll just be like,
"Don't bother, it was in the trailer."
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
too many words.
Too long watch trailer.
Too few. So yeah, I don't know. I'm not excited about Batman vs Superman. The other thing, we got about 10 minutes left. I wanted to touch a little bit on
Indiana Jones 5 got announced. With Steven Spielberg and Harrison Ford returning to it.
I didn't see that.
Which I was very
confused. I heard about that.
I was just really confused why they were calling it Indiana Jones 5, because they never made a fourth one.
That is an odd choice.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're maybe going to go backwards in like a prequel.
Now, you see, Mandy, what they're doing here is a joke. They're doing a bit, because nobody liked the Crystal Skull movie.
What's the Crystal Skull?
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's no movie.
I have not tried Dan Aykroyd's vodka, so I don't know anything about this.
You know
Crystal
who would
Skull.
Be terrible in a new Indiana Jones movie?
Dan Aykroyd?
Shia LaBeouf?
Actual cannibal
Who was
Shia
LaBeouf in an Indiana Jones movie?
That's crazy. Yeah. He just goes the whole time.
But Harrison Ford and Steven Spielberg are going to be in it, so I just can only imagine the amount of the dump truck full of money that they backed in front of Harrison Ford's house.
To add to the other four dump trucks he just has hanging out.
Right.
I
wish he has put dump trunks of money in my house.
There's like,
why does Harrison nobody Ford? Want me?
There's the Han Solo trucks, and then there's the Indiana Jones trucks. And
you think they're going to ask him that same question? Be like, how did it feel to put the Indiana Jones outfit back on? You think
like
he's
going to
be paid?
I'm very certain that he's still unloading the episode 7 dump trucks, plural.
Those all haven't gotten to his house yet. What are you talking about?
They're still in lines.
Yeah, Amazon's just like, God damn, we want to get these trucks out so somebody can get their goddamn microphone wires.
Why did they have to pay him in 20s?
So he can make it rain.
Oh, man.
I would just sleep on all of the money.
So anyway, what was the last point you were going to make before?
He personally reenacts the DuckTales intro.
But with cold hard cash.
Yeah.
Scrooge McFord.
I mean, I feel like it's very possible that he has a Scrooge McDuck style vault just filled with cash.
Yeah, it's not
outside
the, it's not the how hasn't he, it's who says he hasn't already.
Yeah. No, the point that I was going to, or the what I was going to jump to next, and I'm going to preface this with, it's going to be very spoiler light, if any spoilers at all. We're going to try and avoid it
as
possible. Daredevil season 2.
Oh, yeah, there will be no spoilers.
Starting on Friday.
I can attest to that, because anyone who does will have a microphone cord wrapped around them.
So
I haven't finished it yet.
Right, I finished it earlier this morning.
Like around their leg? Or
I know, no. I was like, you didn't really specify, no. So I mean.
Well, I mean, if I need to spell it out to you, I can.
Maybe you do.
Just kind of thought context clues would
not get it.
Some critical clues. Thinking skills.
Spoiler alert, they all die.
No one dies. No one dies.
I don't even know. I've never even seen it.
I was about to say, I was like, I haven't seen any of it yet.
I've literally never watched this show.
You really need to.
No, it's
incredible.
It's on my list.
It needs to go up.
It needs to be bumped up.
Probably not.
Because
the old school movie
so
just
good.
Ruined it for me. I don't want to give it a
oh,
shot.
Oh, no, it's nowhere near that, though.
Completely
but
different.
But I don't want to give it a shot.
Why?
Because I don't want to.
But you're wrong.
Maybe you're wrong.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, clearly. Like,
you are wrong once in a while.
Yes,
not
but definitely
time.
Not about this.
I don't even care. You're getting the Z.
Because it's in the Marvel movie verse. Like, it's in the cinematic universe, and it's being done by Marvel.
Okay.
So it's good.
good. Is Mandy turning into fucking Super Acer right now? Where it's just
Super
like no.
Asa. I think she's bordering more on Zach.
I don't know. I don't know what she's. I don't. She's trolling us all, and she's doing so good at it. Because my Jimmy's be rustled.
Yeah, the second
proud of you, Mandy.
The second
I'm proud
season
of you.
Came out. It was Friday.
Yes,
it was Friday.
Yeah, released on Friday.
And you watched it all already?
Yeah, dude.
Sunday.
I'm only like
Shannon watched it all on the first day.
You guys are ridiculous.
I watched
it's
five.
Only 13 hours worth of viewing.
Yeah, it's 13 episodes. I watched five last night, and then I watched some. If I hadn't woken up feeling like crap, I probably would have finished it today.
Is that when you usually watch things is when you feel like crap? Or did you sleep?
It was mostly because like I kept like I was like, oh, I'm about to fall asleep or I'm gonna just
take a nap.
See,
napping is obviously better than Daredevil.
No, it's not. It's
only when you're sick.
It's when it's realizing that Daredevil is worth not having to wake up in the middle of an episode. Because
well,
if I did that,
so
I would be
good?
Very upset.
Shouldn't
because
be
you
so
just see something
you
and you're
sleep?
Like, oh no, why did that happen?
It's like, why are they there? Who is this now? What?
What? Sorry, Dalton.
So many Dave Chappelle bits today.
I never really understood why no one has ever done a turn down for and then it's Stone Cold Steve Austin doing what?
What?
No one cares about that.
I'm sure somebody
I felt
has.
Good about that one. That was a good one.
So anyway, Daredevil season 2, though. For those of you that watched season 1, good on you. Especially if you enjoyed it a whole lot, you will not be disappointed with season 2.
Very true.
Like season 2, it like holds up as good, if not better, than season 1.
You were reviewing this like I'm going to be reviewing Batman versus Superman next week. It's like things happened and
other stuff. Right.
But you're positive, as if I'm going to be negative.
Well, it's because like Jesse and Shannon were able to finish it. I'm a really solid chunk into it. But that's because we allocated time for this.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. Like not every there are more casual people that will space it out over a couple weeks, which I could feel like that could just be a topic on its own. Like, how do you like it when shows do that? Like, especially like Netflix, like they release the entire season at once as opposed to week by week, so people can.
Well,
Steven Universe is driving me crazy right now because they do the same thing right now, but on network television versus Netflix.
And so it's like, so now like Shannon and Jesse, like I want to be able to talk to them about it because like this stuff that has happened, but I'm scared to because like, oh, this thing just happened, but I don't want to know if it leads to anything else. And so at the same time, it's like, oh, I saw the first two episodes and I don't know, I'm really bad about losing track, especially like if I've seen the whole series.
All
like
at once,
happens
you lose
when?
Track
what
of happens
when?
When?
So it's like, oh yeah, so when character A dies, like wasn't that crazy? I didn't see that yet. Oh crap, that happened episode 4, not episode 2.
Well, I know with like Punisher, whenever it released, I was really busy, so I was like, I'm gonna space it out. I never got a chance to. So like Easter break, which is happening, is gonna be like a really dead time for me. So I think Thursday and Friday, I'm gonna try to watch season 1 and 2, so I can get current with it.
You should.
And then I guess Monday and Tuesday after Easter, because I have those 2 days off too, I will try to watch Jessica Jones. So it's just going to be Marvel TV, so I will be able to talk to you guys about it.
I will say I'm liking the second season, and both Daredevils I'm liking better than Jessica Jones, just in general. Jessica Jones was really good, but it's different.
It's a different kind of good. Yeah, a whole different tone, a whole different like premise, preface, everything else.
I feel okay enjoying Daredevil.
Yeah.
I guess is the way
I hear there's
that.
A lot of really
Jessica Jones is
dark.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah. It's real dark.
Because I was
really
like, what
good.
Do you mean you feel guilty for enjoying?
Because it's just like, it's so dark and like such bad things happen to such likable people and even very unlikable people.
I mean,
bad
we all watch
happen.
Rick and Morty.
Yeah, but it's.
Rick
and Morty
is
done like, it's a cartoon, it's bright and it's colorful and I'm laughing the whole time.
That doesn't mean
There's no laughter in Jessica Jones.
Okay.
And if there is.
Occasionally
it's
you laugh at a joke.
A little chuckle that, yeah.
But for the most part, it's really just like,
oh no,
ooh.
Oh, why?
Also with Daredevil. Oh yeah, and the other thing I want to talk about, John Bernthal, who plays the Punisher. I wasn't sure how that performance is going to be. Spectacular, just A-okay.
He grew on me when he first like, especially the first few times he speaks. I'm just like, oh, it's Shane from The Walking Dead. Like he didn't even bother to hide the accent or anything. But it's different. It is different. Like I just kind of had to break myself away from it. And when I was able to do that,
he used
I like
the
him.
Same accent.
Well, it's not really an accent.
Yeah,
like,
I think it's just how he talks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I mean, it's supposed to be like a New York-ish, kind of an accent, just an area of New York. And then I don't remember the name of the girl that plays Elektra. But the Electra performance is also solid.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go on IMDb, Shannon. You can say the name.
Lobo.
Yeah. Elodie Young?
Close.
Yep.
Very close.
Almost Lobo.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she does fantastic, does great work with the character. Significantly better in every way, shape, and form to the early 2000s Daredevil.
Jennifer Garner.
And Jennifer Garden. Gardner.
Gardner.
Gardner. Because that was easily the worst part of that series.
Just dropped Shannon, the mic.
Shannon dropped his Listen, controller. He started pacing around.
Because he thinks like he that disagrees. I just insulted the early 2000s Daredevil, and I didn't.
I like Jennifer Garner as Electra. I thought she did a good job. She wasn't Greek. The
character was poorly written.
Yeah.
That was the problem.
It's like a...
And the movie was poorly written.
The director's good movie. I still say the director...
I'm talking about the Electra movie, not Daredevil movie. Yes, okay. Exactly.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about her in Daredevil.
No. No, she did fine in Daredevil.
So it's like, you know, okay, good actress, but given something bad to work with.
Mm.
I don't know if you saw it, but there was a thing trending on Facebook that Sally Field said that the Amazing Spider-Man movies were garbage. And that it's like, you can only fit so much in a certain size bag. Or something to that effect of, it's like, yeah, I tried, but look what they gave me.
Yeah.
Apparently the only reason she even did those movies is because, like, a producer one of the producers on the movie was dying and was, like, a really good friend of hers. And so she did it as a favor to that person.
That sounds like a cop-out.
I mean, it might be. But so I would just like to cite that as Tobey Maguire movies are better than the Andrew Garfield movies. Even Sally Field was like, this mess is nah.
Oh, because Sally Field is my... The Amazing Spider-Man movies are better, Asa.
It bought her a house. And she's like...
Well, that just means she's ungrateful.
True. Well, no, I mean, Sally Field isn't going to get me to change my mind about the Tobey Maguire movies versus the Andrew Garfield movies. It's not. I mean, they both, like, screwed up the same way.
They really did.
That's
probably why I was so upset about it, is it's like, you know what's going to happen. You've seen this before. It's like, well, no,
they just
but this
really
want to
make a Sinister Six
because we're
going
to do Rhino. It's Rhino this time, though.
Cool. All right, so, Daredevil Season 2 holds up. Watch it. It's
watch the
great.
First one. Watch the second one.
And then watch Jessica Jones.
Because, like, we did tell Dalton, like, you do have, it's not just like, oh, well, I'll just jump into the second season and then go back and watch the first. You really can't.
Yeah, because I did that with The Flash for the most part. Like, I watched the first few episodes of Season 2 and then I watched Season 1.
You definitely can't do that with this one.
Yeah.
Oh, and for those of you that were upset about the Daredevil costume at the end of the first season, because I know there are a few of you out there. Zach Kurgis in particular didn't like it. He changes costumes. He gets an upgrade and it looks significantly better.
Because all that I've seen, he was in that black vigilante outfit for the most part. From like,
which
I'm
is
in like
also
the
great.
First like three episodes.
I'll talk to you about it
blah,
later.
Blah,
okay.
The other thing
at the end of it, they released a Luke Cage teaser. We got a teaser for. I mean, you can watch it separate from the show. We got a teaser for Luke Cage. It's literally 20 seconds. And it's basically just Luke Cage walking up and a bunch of people pointing guns at him. And they start shooting. And he's just like, y'all clearly haven't heard of me. I am so tired of buying new clothes. And then that's the end of the teaser. It's great.
Why can't they tease Iron Fist?
Right.
That's all I want. We've seen Luke Cage. He was in Jessica Jones. I know that.
It's true.
Sure was.
Can't I get fucking Iron Fist? Like, that's the character I care about.
All right, well, on that note.
Jeez.
Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for coming and joining me in this conversation.
Lobo.
Have a good one.